Hello, hi, you're welcome to another episode of my podcast. And disclaimer, if you hear shouting in the background, well, I just said it that, you know what, I'm going to do this today, regardless of the background noise. You might be hearing the TT, which is the road, and the ping. Yeah, I live close to the express. Anyways, and also, yeah, my brother is playing FIFA with a friend, and yeah, so disclaimer, there's going to be a lot of noise. Anyways, I feel like I should just go ahead and not apologize for my long absence here, but I also feel like I should just explain to you guys why I take a long time to come back on here and do stuff. So basically, I only have 2 days to myself in a week, and those 2 days I have to prepare for the next week. And typically, a weekday starts for me at 5 a.m. or 4:50. So I spend like 30 to 1 hour preparing, depending on how sleepy or how tired I am. So yeah, in between all of that, I have to get to work before 7, and I close at 4. I get home like 5 or 5:30. So right now it's 5:54. I just got back and I've not done anything. I've just been on my bed, but I'm like, you know what, let me do this. I need to do this for looking normal sick. Alright, so that being said, I welcome you to another episode of my podcast. I don't know if this is going to be a monthly thing now, because it's looking like so, guys, or maybe 2 weeks or something that doesn't necessarily pressure. Hangness. necessarily pressure me. Alright, so you guys, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I'm no longer staying with my parents like that. I stay with my brother on the island, and being that I didn't grow up here, I don't have friends in the area, and like I said, I only have 2 days to myself. So I'm trying to make new friends, right? So doing that, I'm trying to meet new people and all, and in the middle of meeting new people, I've just discovered that, I don't know, I feel like Lagos was built on madness. Like the foundation and the, okay, now done the Yaram now. Now go Yaram today. You understand why it's always difficult for me to just say I want to record. It's never ever really silent like that, even in the midnight. Like if I wake up 3 a.m., you're pam 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 pam. I don't know where people are going to in this Lagos. That's another thing that we... Like, you people don't sleep. Lagos doesn't sleep, oh. They didn't lie when they said that. Anyways, back to what I was saying. So, like I'm saying, I've just been discovering that there are lots of mad people in Lagos. And I don't know if it is our generation that is just, like, people just have, like, audacity. I know I've talked about audacity here before, but it always comes up and I'm like, guy, where are you buying your audacity from? I just sing fire, I just sing pieces. Anyways, so yeah, like I'm saying, I've been meeting different types of people, and off the top of my head, yeah, I've officially been single for like a whole year. So in my mind, I'm like, yeah, I don't want it to be, Jesus Christ, I don't want it to be like 2 years before I get into another relationship. By then I'll be too comfortable being single. Already I'm already very, very comfortable being single. Like, I'm not lacking male attention. If you know me, you know, say I be spec, like regular schmegular degulash. I'm not that. I'm a speculous, right? So I don't lack male attention, but I just want that, like, that security. But even the security itself, with the way this our generation is, and the way my last relationship ended, anything can happen anytime. So like, am I sure I want to do that to myself, right? So as it is now, I'm not looking for commitment and stuff. So I had someone approach me, and then the person's like, okay, babe, I like you, and I like us to be getting freaky. He didn't say that outrightly, right? He's just like, oh, he likes me and he's not looking for commitment, he doesn't want to get into a relationship, but he wants us to be intimate. And I'm like, sorry. I mean, I didn't tell him all of this because I felt like he would be insulted, but it's nothing to feel insulted about. I'm not one of those people that share intimacy with people I don't have feelings for, right? And for me to have feelings for you, I need to know you very well. I need to know what makes you scared. I need to know what makes you afraid. I need to know what your biggest fears are. I need to know what makes you happy. I need to know like your favorite color. I need to know if your last toe irritates you. Trigger. I need to know you very well for me to connect with you on that level. Because if I say that, yeah, I just want to be intimate with you and I don't know you like that, or more, at the end of everything, I'll just start crying because I feel like I just wasted fornication or I just wasted sin. So yeah, I'm not one of those people that can just do casual stuff. I can't. I've tried, but it's not be me. It's not just me, right? It's not just me. And funny enough, yeah, I've heard another type of relationship that is existing in this Lagos. It's even crazy. It's called a low commitment relationship. Stay with me, guys. Stay with me, okay? So the terms and conditions of a low commitment relationship involve y'all together, right? Y'all fuck, y'all kiss, go out on dates, talk once in a while. Basically, the idea of this relationship is no pressure. If you don't hear from me right now, in the next 2 days, I'm busy. Just know that I am busy. It's not like I don't want to talk to you, but I'm too busy to talk, right? So nobody's pressuring anybody that, you didn't talk to me today and you're breathing fine. You didn't kidding. I say, you have to give Lagos man rain to be mad. What? Just so that you're doing FWB. Funny enough, yeah, somebody offered my friend this kind of situation or whatever, and man wanted to sign contract too. When she told me, I was like, I never hear that one. So basically, the contract was going to tie them, is or was going to tie them to each other, like for the space of 2 years. You're committed to me, but it's a low commitment. Like, it's just giving confusion on different levels, right? So the thing is, we're both hustling and we're together, but we're not together. But you can't go and meet another person, and I am loyal to you, you're loyal to me, but it's low commitment. It's not like a serious relationship. We just have each other on the shelf for him. So when we are married, we are like ready to marry, or after that 2 years, we'll now review, okay, are we ready to marry now? How are you guys? I don't weak. This Lagos, not to you where you know go here. It just they tire me. All my friends are like, I don't get come to me in a minute. Oh god, what? Hey, just leave me like this. Let me just be day in my day. Like, cause Lagos men are mad. Like, nearly all the men in Lagos are mad. Anyways, guys, I mean, I had the mind to like jot down salient points to do this, but I just knew that this episode was going to revolve around dating in Lagos, cause where do I want to start from? Is it the smoking part? Like, almost every guy smokes weed now. And you're like, Lord Jesus, I love you, but what? Why are you giving me smokers? What are you trying to do with me? Are you trying to test me? That am I going to take the smoker, or am I going to walk away with my pride and dignity? I don't have anything against smokers, right? But I don't want one. I have asthma. So are you telling me that if my baby wants to, like me and my baby, we are together, and then my baby will now stand up and go and smoke outside and then come back in and be smelling like weed? Yeah, it's not a good look for me. It's just, I have asthma. Don't be adding to my problems, right? So also, like, then there's the ones that there's the religion, there's the agnostic part, they are atheists, and I'm like, oh god, like there's so many things to consider when you're trying to pick a boyfriend or like a partner or whatever. And there are then the closeted gay people, like why are you they're the ones that have not even come out at all. Like, they're just, they are gay, they know they are gay, but they are still trying to convince themselves that they're not gay, so they try to date women. Like, why are you trying to waste my time? You guys, see this small time where I don't spend for island, my eye don't see. I don't feel like giving now, but I don't feel, just, you know when you see some things and you're like, oh my god, shut it out of my head, I don't even want to think about this, I don't even want to dwell on this right now, because see, I'm already even exhausted. Because, like, I'm trying to get a boyfriend now. And I'm thinking, is he going to be a closeted gay? Is he going to be a smoker? Is he going to be an atheist? Is he going to be agnostic? Is he going to be like, oh my God, kill me, shoot me, kill me? Is he going to have trust issues? Is he going to be... They should not do arranged marriage. It's like they would do arranged marriage for me. I don't tire. I'm actually tired. Like, I'm so freaking exhausted. Like, you know the moment when you see a guy, you're like, fuck. Oh, shit. Wow. I'm going to take you home to my mother. And then they open their mouth and you're like, fuck. He's a smoker. God damn. He has no belief in God. Jesus Christ. Do you get, like, the one that is your spec will not be your spec when it comes to behavior, and the one that is not your spec when it comes to physical is your spec in behavior? Are you trying to tell me that I have to choose? I don't want to do it again. You know what, I'm even going to tell my mother, because my mother has this secondary school, like, her secondary school mates, right? They are all big babes now, big women and grandmas and everything. I'm going to say, anybody that is like my age, you people should introduce us. Let's see if we can work things together, because I'm tired. There are so many mad people to sift from before you can actually find, hey, Asanobwa, dating in Lagos is no small joke. It's no small matter. See, now just they learn. See, now there's something that is called low commitment relationship. Like me, since I've been doing adults, I've never heard it before. Low commitment, high commitment. I beg. Oh God. Okay. I say make I just update now. Shine your eye. Lagos is a mad plex. Yep. So in my final, because that English is not gonna embarrass me. In my final, just be here. Pray to the Almighty that you don't forget me on seats. Now, me too, I'm in line for greatness. So if you want to do me good, great. If you don't, for now, because I know you still do me good. For now, we pick chance, because I don't even have energy, you guys. I don't even have energy anymore to be trying to find man. I beg. Whoa, I don't tire. Well, thank you very much for listening to my rambling about dating in Lagos. So I think on Friday I have a girl's date. As I don't even get sugar one way, and I don't even sabi if the date still day like this now. Anyways, thank you very much for listening to my rambling. I will see you whenever I see you. Because I can't even say next week. I can't promise that it will be next week, you guys. So, yeah, please do take care of yourself and drink more. Check your BP. Yeah, BP is important now. Check your BP and use your multivitamins for my ladies. And eat the Greek yogurt, because it helps with the health. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a lovely week. Enjoy the rest of your week. And yeah. Bye.